between the anti-racism working group and also the selection committee for the interim coordinator with this committee so that we can figure out some ways within the constraints of the budget to move forward this work. And I just want to end with the urgency of the growing number of racial conflicts that are going on in different parts of Pacifica. There's serious crises, and there are sectors of communities of color that are telling folks that we've been in dialogue with that they feel excluded and locked out in different ways, whether from programming or staffing or both. And so this is the highest urgency that it be addressed in a serious way.
Can I have a question?
Yes, question.
Sure. Question, has anyone on the committee looked at whether this is a grantable position, finding some grant money for it?
Well, clearly that's an option that could be explored, but again, with as unpaid people, we just haven't had the time to do that.
Also, a quick question. Has anybody been able, as a committee or any individual, been able to put together an estimated budget for conference calls and travel, you know, some of the resources the committee needs just to do its work above and beyond a paid position?
Can you restate the question?
I'm just wondering if we could get some estimate on conference calls. I don't know if the committee has conference calls once a week, once a month, how many people are on it, you know, what kind of resources are we talking about? What's the dollar amount, if anybody knows?
We are preparing a full statement from that. As we say, it's been a work in progress, so depending on the amount of meetings that we have had to put together, and that has increased some sense in developing the search committee, and so we'll have a better, more clear process of that, and we're preparing that report for you, and you should have it within the next 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And also, right now, for our conference calls, that is part of Jim Bennett's generous offer to at least reimburse people for their phone bills. But, I mean, we have to project what expenses we will have if this work really picks up, and people may be traveling to other cities to do work. We don't have that yet. And another thing I wanted to add is we were talking this morning about a development director. And my question was if this is a fundable position, if that national development director could be helpful in that area also to look at our project and see how could we fund that.
Yes. Definitely.
Sorry, I just wanted to add one last thing. An important aspect of this work is that, which we said in our report in June, but we want to re-emphasize today, is that while the focus of our work has been and will continue to be around race and nationality issues, we believe that the structures and concepts that are developed through this work will form a critical foundation to support and promote the inclusion and the full representation and involvement of other oppressed groups in Pacifica, including and not limited to women, lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, transgendered people, people with disabilities, working class people, poor people, prisoners, young people, and old people, and that there need to be similar processes for all of these groups to make sure that Pacifica fully meets its mission.
This is WBAI in New York.
And finally, I just wanted to say
WPFW in Washington, D.C.
learning quite a bit.
KPFA in Berkeley.
KPFB
in Berkeley. And KFCF in Fresno.
Throughout the system to address these issues and to deal with some systemic issues at various stations as it relates to race and diversity and the complications that some areas have in terms of dealing with that. And it is not at any single location. There are a lot of different types of problems that we have to find some clarity in terms of figuring out ways for people to discuss these issues, to resolve some of the problems they have, and to institute processes which are going to protect people and give us the kinds of diversity and answers that we need to be the kind of beacon and example that the system represents at this particular point. We are encouraged, we think. We think the majority of people who work, who dedicate their lives, who work very hard, volunteer, and staff, in terms of their dedication to Pacifica, are committed to the goals that we all seek. And that's a plus for us. We may have different ways of looking at how to deal with it, and our job or our approach as far as we're concerned is not to determine that. It is to listen, to bring you back the information of what we learn, to give you ideas about what we feel people are saying about what their structural issues are, to look at programming ideas as we've laid out in the 8 points. And for that, we need all their opinions and their viewpoints so that you can hear them and determine for yourselves what is the best way that we all need to move forward. So we'll be glad to take any questions from anyone at this point.
Okay. Are there any more questions? Yeah.
I just know that in September,
Teresa Allen,
what impressed me most, we had just passed a resolution to move to Berkeley, and then this came up. It was handwritten, I remember, and it was a request for money, and we had just stated that we had financial problems. I remember Rob Robinson very distinctly saying, I would think we should, of all things, we should be able to get a grant for this. And I said, wow, that's so true. If anything, we should be able to get a grant for this. And I'd like to know who specifically is working on getting a grant for this.
Okay, no, what we, I think we heard already is that there's nobody on the national staff who's like a development director who's looking at the grants or this or anything else. And the committee hasn't had the wherewithal because they're all volunteers and all doing a million other things. So the answer is at this point to date, nobody has looked into the grant thing. I think what I'm hearing is that if the offer from KPFA to cover a position for 2 months is still on the table, which I believe it is, right, that should be kicked in to play, right? That the committee has put together an idea to have one person from each of the five signal areas be a selection committee, and that the ED would make the final selection on the person, that should happen. The one of the jobs, hopefully that person would do some initial exploring as to where some grant money might be available to fund a full-time permanent position, as well as some of the other work that this person would do. That logically could be one place, or anybody here could volunteer to look into some grant possibilities. But right now, nobody has done that yet. Jim, did you want to add something about the...
Yeah, I just wanted to say in my exalted role as one of Pacifica's sugar daddies that I did indeed want to confirm that KPFA is more than willing and happy to try to get this ball rolling, and that's why we volunteered to do this in September, because we felt that with the grip that we had on our finances, we could see that we had the ability to fund this position as a half-time position for a couple of months. Not knowing or assuming that there was a lot more work to do than just 2 months, but feeling as if we could at least do that to get it started, and knowing full well that that's not going to be enough. But I think what we would like to see is to actually have the position come to fruition and get developed, and then see where we go from there, and also try to pick up some of the expenses that people are running into to try to get this together.
Great. Okay, are there other questions? David?
Yeah, I just wanted to...
Okay. Get to the mic.
I'm confirmed with Eva Georgia, the general manager at KPFK in Southern California, 90.7. That, what's so funny about that?
I know that.
That, you do. That we have just hired a new development director, and that we would be able to allocate some resources in that regard towards looking into grant for this issue.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great. So that's one place to look. Obviously, everybody can look for money for this position and for anything else. But, you know, but that's thank you to KPFK to help us do that. Rob was next, and then Carol.
This isn't a question, but I wanted to read something because it came to me from Rafael Renteria, who's from the KPFK signal area. And I'd just like to read a few points from it. His thesis is he's asking the network to move forward to fully fund the position of race and nationality coordinator and to fill the position on an interim basis as quickly as possible. And he says several matters now before the Pacifica Network and the interim Pacifica National Board will significantly affect the direction of the network in relation to communities of color, the poor, the women. He goes on to talk about general and specific and structural issues that affect race and nationality. And I happen to think that Rafael is right. You may or may not agree with he and I, but I want to talk about this right now because I think there are issues that we keep working on. Structurally, he says, before us is the question of representation of oppressed groups on Pacifica's various boards. And that's what we've been discussing arguing about, getting hysterical about, particularly in regard to some of Jabari's proposals, the constituency model. And I think that that is an area of structural concern that has to do with how we handle race and nationality, and it isn't resolved. The other general issue that he talks about is he says there are deep divisions around the race and nationality issue at KPFT, WBAI, and KPFK, and the pressing issue of the stature of WPFW, Pacifica's black station, in the rest of the network. Many or most of the profoundly troubling matters throughout the network are rooted in these conflicts, and they must not be ignored. And I think that that's exactly right. I don't think we understand some of these issues clearly. The fact of the matter is that WPFW is a Pacifica station in a predominantly African-American community. I identify with that community. I identify with what WPFW says and does. I don't see it as a black station. I see it as my Pacifica station. And lastly, he says, and this is the specific type of thing that we're struggling with in many of our signal areas. He says there is serious concern that a campaign has been waged by a largely white sector of listener activists and others that targets the KPFK general manager on the basis of unsubstantiated charges that include a number of racist, sexist, heterosexist, and xenophobic stereotypes. You may or may not agree with that analysis, but this is a problem that has been plaguing us and preoccupying us for a long time. And I just want to associate myself with these concerns and suggest that we do move forward, because the issues of race and nationality, the divisions that we have, need to be healed if we're going to get on and really be a voice for the nation and exercise leadership. We've got to clean up our own act in these areas. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol. Yeah, I think it's very important that we get this position filled. And where is the committee with that? Do we now have a selection committee with one person from all five stations that it can make a recommendation to the board soon of a person, or to Dan, of somebody to hire?
Right now we have four of the five stations. PSW is missing and needs another appointment, but then we're ready to go. I mean, there's been the first conference call of the people that are already on that committee, and it's a racially diverse committee. So I think I would give it another week or so to have that.
Do you think, if I follow up question, you would be ready to recommend a hire, at least for the interim position, to Dan by the end of the year, so we can? Or what's your your timeline?
I have a hard time. I personally, I'm not on the committee. I'm an alternate from KPFA.
Oh.
And thinking about the holidays and stuff, I think it's a bit short on the end of the year, maybe January 15th.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm really the wrong person, too. You know, it's just
right.
My personal assessment. So I would say mid-January, but don't call me on it.
Yeah, I know everything takes a little longer than we ever want it to, but we
our
did approve this in September.
Yeah. Our expectations are by mid-January that the mid-committee should come with a recommendation, and
right.
They have agreed to work hard between now to get the process going and to make a selection as soon as possible, because we all agree that it's overdue and we need to get the ball rolling. So mid-January, we would assume. We look forward to meeting with the committee so that we can discuss more specifically. I think one of the things we've noted is that it's important for us to stay engaged with you and to stay engaged with communications with the other stations about these issues. We are aware that other stations have concerns about what this is and whether or not they're what the motives are, or those kinds of issues, and I think that people need to realize that really we want to share the information with them as well as to hear from them about their point of views about their issues. I think that the issues throughout the station are more complex than some of the ways that we define them, and if we allow ourselves to define them in those fairly simplistic ways, we won't be able to resolve them. I think there are more complex issues that have a lot to do with structures, have a lot to do with approaches, and often race issues are used as a way to divide, to keep people from connecting, and to disallow people from finding solutions, not because they're necessarily, and I'm not saying that that's the case in any instance, are racist, but because that's a convenient tool to use to keep people divided. And I think there, those require different types of solutions, and some of them, it appears to me, seem to be or appear to be mostly systemic issues. And that's why I think this work is important in figuring out structures that at least we have that kind of definition and ways to resolve these issues instead of being distracted by these issues.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I think Ray was next, then George.
Yeah, I think these are indeed important issues, and I agree with Rafael Renteria, was some of the observations that he made through to Rob Robinson, including the mention of Eva. I mean, I don't know all the issues there, but if it is clear that Eva evaluation of people's behavior is impacted on by our own limitation about race,
well, let me hear you
and sexual preferences, these are indeed very serious concerns. I know that WBAI does have presently a position, a development person, and I would hope that as soon as this, the change is made, that we can consider that until the national board can do so. To me, this is a very important activity. What you're looking at really cuts across many of the concerns that we have. We're talking about recruiting people, we're talking about outreach, we're talking about training. These are the communities, the people that need those activities the most. And clearly, division along those lines can hurt us more than almost anything else, as we've seen too often. So I suggest that we take it seriously and show that concern by putting our money where our mouth is.
Yeah, sure.
I would hope that we would seriously consider, you, Dan, would seriously consider in hiring this person, that it'd be someone who is Hispanic or Asian, given the large number of Asian people in California, and we have many in Houston, of course, and Hispanics in all of our station areas. And it is very sad to me that we have so few folks who are Asian and Hispanic who are involved in an organization, and we have all failed to the extent that those groups are underrepresented.
Okay, are there other comments? I just want to make one other comment, if I can, that I also, you know, very much appreciate the fact that this group, without any resources, has just hung in there and forged ahead, and, you know, has keep pushing the whole organization just by being a group, and, you know, let alone the bureaucratic concrete ideas. And I guess other people feel the same way. What I also want to say, though, is that this is to everybody, not just to this group, that this task, our ability to really deal with the issues raised here, it can't rest in the hands of a committee or even a large committee, right? It's really only going to work if people in all the signal areas and in all the layers of Pacifica take it on. And I know that, like I said last night, everybody's on overload. What we have to figure out is how to integrate this into all the other work that we're doing and not see it just as another chore, but as a central part of the mission of the rebuilding of Pacifica. Because otherwise, for all the good work that a committee does, it's only going to get so far. So the committee can help guide us all, can help lead us in a direction or open up a set of questions or make recommendations or, you know, all the kinds of work that you and a paid staff person will do. But unless everybody is taking it on in some form or fashion, it's not going to work. And I must say, coming out of the New York scene these days, if we don't pay some attention to this, I mean, we're just going to eat each other up. And by paying attention to this, what I mean is not just pointing fingers at each other and saying that what you're saying or doing or how you're acting is racist or bad or whatever, but actually having a real discussion with each other. The name calling around this stuff, it seems to me, it's an extremely superficial way to deal with racism or other forms of oppression too, and it makes it worse. Because it creates even more barriers. That we've got to figure out a way to have an honest exchange of ideas and perspectives and get to understand each other a little bit better. Hopefully, by working together in the project of rebuilding Pacifica, that common ground gives us some reason to get to know each other. You know, there's something we're all interested in working on together. But somehow we've got to break through the kind of stuff that, again, I know New York better than other places, but I know it's happening in various forms, you know, throughout this network. And that means when we see it happening, those of us who are right there on the ground need to step in. And I must say, just in a self-critical way, that I've been at meetings and I've been on listservs, and I know I haven't spoken up enough to say, please stop this garbage, you know, or any other way of saying that. And, you know, we all need to sort of jump in when and be as actively involved around these issues as this committee is. Teresa and Steve.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'm still rather confused. I heard Carol Spooner ask when this committee would be ready to select a person.
They said by mid-January.
Okay, but we haven't allocated the money to pay this person.
Right, KPFA is paying a short-term, half-time job, and one of the tasks that the committee has, that the person has, and then now the KPFK development person has, is to explore other sources of money.
And so we will revisit this app. So this will be a temporary position for 2 months,
right,
and then we will vote on this again if there's not a grant to continue that.
Right.
Because I want to be sure fiscally where we're going. Thank you.
We need to start.
They're aiming for January. I don't. The committee with Dan will figure out the exact details of when it's going to start. I think they want to move as quickly as possible, but they don't want to set up false expectations. You know, so they're saying mid-January is what they're aiming for.
Hope you can find somebody.
Just wanted to make one point about the position as we see it. There are a lot of different types of communities that we need to reach out to, and there are complex reasons why they're not as reflective in Pacifica. The idea is that outreach is an important characteristic in terms of getting the kinds of diversity that we all would like to see within Pacifica. And certainly, as you've mentioned, that seems to be the root of a lot of the kinds of conversations that you've heard from a variety of different environments. But if we look at these particular communities as single communities and don't look at them as the need to have more representation of a variety of different races and representations, whether it be prisoners or whether it be gender-related issues, if we don't look at it as a need to look at our environment as being more inclusive and reflective of those, if we focus on it just from a single community issue, we're never going to have the kind of diversity that we need to have. We need to look at it more broadly and look at the needs from our community from a variety of different angles and look at each environment and its concerns as they affect that particular environment. And that's the only thing I would caution people is to perhaps look at it a little bit more broadly from that point of view.
Okay, great. And any other final comments?
I'd like actually to hear from the board. I don't know if it reads reaffirming or constituting, but I'm not sure or not clear about the board, the IPNB Committee on Race and Nationality that you, I think, agreed to in June, and who's going to be on it and how, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a perfectly legitimate question. I, to be honest, don't recall who at the September meeting volunteered to be on that committee.
I did. Frederick did, and others did.
Whatever it was.
And
David and Teresa and Ray and maybe Jane.
I have absolutely fallen down on the job. I've done literally nothing except ask my lab and others to do things because I'm just overwhelmed and I've been remiss. And it's something that I keep saying we got to keep it in front of our nose and we talk and talk. I've always said talking don't do nothing about it. It's doing about it what does about it. And I think that I've said many times, too, that the outreach of training and involvement is a critical thing. But I am humiliated by my failure to have done anything productive in this regard.
Okay. The goal is not to humiliate anybody. The goal is to move it forward. So, David, are you able to move it forward? Do you think you can convene a meeting of this committee? Or
I shall do so.
Okay, great. Thank you.
On that note of what you said, David, I'm thinking Charles Smith of Houston should be our representative for this committee. When it comes right down to doing some work, I'm not for. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Ted's still out of this committee. Okay. Ted.
I've pretty much been a silent member. I've never spoken as a member of this committee, although I've been involved in it since the very beginning. And I think what Don just, I mean, what Steve just said just a moment ago was in response, as far as I'm concerned, to the statement that was made a few moments ago about the idea of having someone either Hispanic or Asian as the individual hired to help to facilitate this process along. But I think that I know that George's heart is in the right place by the statement that he made, but what we are trying to say is that there's a lot of racism that we don't even identify in ourselves as members of this committee, and that this whole process will hopefully expose us to our own racism and help us to make a stronger Pacifica in the future. Okay?
Okay, and any final comments on the committee?
I just wanted to mention that our committee is a very diverse group, which does contain Asians and blacks and women of different groups.
Great.
Just one related bylaws matter that we wanted to remind you of, which is the proposal that we brought to you two meetings ago, which you accepted on a straw poll, to have a specific power or duty under the bylaws for the local station board to watchdog the question of staff diversity. But to do that in a way that's very concrete and has some teeth in it about the demographics of the signal area, that for all of a list of oppressed groups, which we included in language that we've given to the board, that it be a responsibility of that board to make sure that they work with management so that the staff includes at least the proportion in the signal area's population for those groups. So we hope that you will adopt that very specific and strong language when you finalize your bylaws language.
Okay, thank you. All right, we need to wrap this up.
We just have one question, just so we know where we're going from here. Because often when we get out of here, we go, okay, now what are we doing?
I know.
Same here, I know.
Believe me, I understand that feeling.
So we're going to try and get the candidates selected by the 15th or so of January, which we will then direct that to Jim to make that selection.
No, Dan will make the final selection.
This is a national position, and it's my understanding you're not hiring anybody. You're making a recommendation, not a selection.
Right. So we will. I'm just asking who want us to submit that selection to.
You should talk to Dan before the weekend is over to make sure you're all on the same page about timing and process. But the final selection will be Dan's, and then KPFA will be writing the paychecks to the person.
Right. Now, and at the conclusion of the two-month period, and we will prepare that report, are we slated then to return to the board to make that report to talk about either to continue an interim position or concepts or ideas about a more long-term position along with funding ideas?
Yeah.
Is that what you expect from us at that particular time?
Yeah, I believe so.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
I'm hoping that there won't be a downtime when the position isn't funded. So I would hope that, somebody will be working on finding some grant money so that it'll just keep going forward. You don't have to come back to us if it's funded.
Right, but obviously it's not coming back to request more money. It's the coming back and keeping us up to date and keeping the conversation going and the process moving forward. Yeah, it'd be great to find the money, either the committee, the person hired, or the committee, or the KBFK development person, or somebody. You know, please, anybody out there listening, all across America, if anybody can help us find some money, particularly earmarked for this position or for any of the other wonderful things that we are doing. But right now, for this position, you know, we'll take ideas from anybody. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that in terms of what KPFA would like in terms of the selection process is not to be a factor in that selection process, but to have a communication or a conversation with the committee as they also contact Dan, so that we'll know a little bit about the person and we'll know a little bit about the process.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And I think it should be actually not just the paying station, but all stations. If we're going to talk of processes, they happen to be generous to put the money out, but I think if it's going to be transparent to one station, it's got to be to all. That's my opinion. But I came here to say First Nation people are calling me.
Who's calling you?
Native Americans, to say when we talk of diversity, yes, we need to include them in the programming, in the staffing, in all these issues. And also I will add Arab people and Muslims at this point in history. And another thing, another phone call came saying, are we still committed to at least 50% women, 50% people of color on the labs? What's the level of compliance on the staff and on the lab? Can we get these figures?
Okay, again, this question about the first, you mean on the, in the new structure?
In the current structure
of the
lab.
Okay.
What is the compliance?
Okay, well, I don't know if we can get that right now, but we can ask the lab chairs to, you know, give that information at some point. We need to wrap this up because...
Thank you, we're done.
Thank you for all the work you're doing. So, it is, unbelievably, 6:31. We have pulled this in right on the nose, yeah. We need to adjourn for the evening. Billy Ray?
Motion to adjourn.
You know, it would have been interesting.
One second, folks. I'm sorry. Let's just get the 2 seconds.
It would have been interesting to have a public comment for a couple of minutes on the process that took place in the day. You know, because I was listening on the radio half of the day, and I heard something that really disturbed me, that the KPFA lab had voted on the recommendation of WPFW Local Advisory Board lab, grandfather in. And we here at WPFW voted as a lab, no grandfathering.
Excuse me, that
so
is
back,
not true.
Backroom politics is taking place.
Excuse me, the WPFW lab did not vote on that.
Backroom politics are now taking place in this lab here in Washington, D.C. These people lost a legal vote, and they're going behind the doors to try to change the position of this Washington, D.C. lab. We voted no grandfathering in Washington, D.C. because I brought up the motion, and it passed.
Excuse me, Karabi Rayford, WPFW Local Advisory Lab. I've talked to, so far, 5 members of the Local Advisory Board who've been at every single meeting for the last several months, and there was no vote taken on grandfathering. So this vote has not occurred as yet. And I think that needs to really be noted.
Do you have a secretary who takes notes during those meetings?
Yes, and we also tape the meetings.
Okay, thank you. All right, this meeting is adjourned for the evening. Folks, we really have to begin at 9 sharp tomorrow. We will begin.
Okay, you're just hearing Leslie Kagan close out the Interim Pacifica National Board meeting at the All Souls Unitarian Church. This is the second of 3 days of the Pacifica Board meeting. Many of these stations will also be broadcasting tomorrow, and these stations are WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York, KPFA and KPFB Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. In a moment, we'll be returning to your regular programs on these stations, but we wanted to thank all of you as listeners and also invite you in the Washington, D.C. area to come to the All Souls Unitarian Church tomorrow at 1600 Harvard Street Northwest. Church is in the Adams Morgan section of Washington, D.C. at the intersection of 16th Street and Columbia Road. It will start tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. East Coast time or 6 a.m. West Coast time, and we'll be over around 3 p.m. East Coast or noon West Coast. And we'll expect to see many of you on the radio tomorrow. I'm Jim Bennett, the Interim General Manager of KPFA. We'll turn it now back to your stations for regular programming until we meet again tomorrow morning.